mean? How me and my old funny keys? That's what I'm talking about.
I have that key. I just wish I'd been playing it.
I'm telling you, me and my old voice would just go up a little bit and come down a little bit. It is not legit. I do not got a legitimate voice. This voice of mine, a Mr. Cap, got to know what he's doing and pray for me.
Well, what I'll do is I'll scribble these changes down, and we'll all be straight.
It ain't my fault. I just can't go with so high, so low. And that's why, and you know, I've been blessed. You know, God did bless me because, you know, when I first started, you know, I got insulted. My first job, I didn't get the job. It's Smalls. And they had a cat in New York named Charlie Johnson. That was one of the biggest Negro bands in the country at that time. You didn't hear nothing about nobody but Fletcher Henderson and Charlie Johnson. And that was before Don Redman and, you know, McKinney Cotton Pickers. And I was a little kid, and I went there. I was about 13. And I'll never forget it. Mary Johnson got me to audition. And she done went through all this trouble, you know, to get me to audition. I get it. I'm all ready to sing. And this cat asked me, he said, what key are you singing in? I said, I don't know, man. You just play. They shoot me out of there so fast. It wasn't even funny.
You start playing G-flat.
So from then on, I start remembering. And I would pitch my key to a cat. And I said, what key is that? And he said, man, I love in G, you know. And Billy's Blues and B-flat, you know. And that's how I learned my keys. I didn't know nothing about no keys, you know. Oh, I just started singing, you know. And I get this little gentleman, and Ed Smalls was the biggest thing in Harlem then. I don't even have you keys. I said, just play it, I'll sing it. And he wouldn't do it and chase me out. Mary Johnson was the star of the showdown, and she went through all this trouble to get me to do an audition.